Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 and a more, never a bar. Hey, 10 and a more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody, and happy Monday out there. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you on this lovely Monday?
Hey, I've been active this morning already.
Oh, you already had iced coffee in? Of course. They're really big, dude. I mean, you get the big ones. That's like bigger than like a Starbucks like venti. You got like a iced coffee bath there. I'm all jacked up a Mountain Dew chip.
Yep. They came over and cleaned my pool. The roofers.
The roofers cleaned your pool?
Yeah, they got all the crap in there. From the roof.
Oh.
And I tried to clean it up. I'm like, clean it up. And then.
So, like, do they hire a pool guy or are you trusting the roofers to clean it?
No, they hired a pool guy because, you know, they showed up for that last check.
Of course.
And I was like, not until you clean my pool, player.
Good job. Leverage.
And then look how early they came. 8:30 Monday morning. They come quick when it's time. Yeah.
Spot on, dude.
Yeah.
Spot on. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hello, so, Frog Boy.
Hey, welcome back.
Look who decided to show up to work today.
You know, Roger, I'm on air, Roger.
You know what I'm a little insulted by?
What?
Frog Boy.
What?
Look how clean cut he is for Detroit.
I know.
Well, you know.
I know. He looks like hey, an absolute bum when he shows up to our show.
Marcos. I don't know if I'd say.
That's, did you see the fist?
Bum. I don't think.
Marcos, did you see the fist?
I didn't. I did. I spent about a solid 17 hours in Detroit. I'm not going to lie to you. Just because it was very cold.
What?
It was very cold.
How cold was
and
it?
And we get it. It was like 30. It wasn't anything too
it
crazy.
Was 30?
It was 30, dude. It was like 35.
Oh, my God. Yeah, who the hell would stand out for a draft in 30-degree weather?
Yeah.
You had your Miami outfit?
Well, I bought a puffer jacket to go previously, but it was like, it was that weird thing where anytime you'd go inside, it'd be too warm. Anytime you're outside, it's
what are
too
you,
cold.
Goldilocks?
Yeah, you know, I just needed it just right. If Detroit could just figure out the weather thing, that'd be cool.
So you were just there for a day?
Yeah, essentially, I flew up 8 in the morning, right? I arrived at 11 a.m., did some business stuff, and then got to my hotel at 2, which the hotel that I paid for, I pulled a Leroy, if I had to be honest. I essentially was in that hotel for a total of 3 hours before I just didn't use it again. Went back to the show area, had an excellent time performing, great shows, and then hanging out with, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this, Ronnie Brown. I don't know if you guys know Ronnie.
Why was Ronnie Brown in Detroit?
He's a friend of Channing's.
No, I know he's friends, but why would he go to Detroit for Channing?
Well, the draft as well. There was random people. I ran into Brian McKinney on the plane, Nate Burleson in the, I got to hear the whole ring, like children think your age correlates with how tall you are, and it was great, man. It was a lot of NFL people in the same area, and a lot of NFL fans too from different areas.
Well, yeah, it's the draft.
I know, but it's Detroit.
I understand. But did you see it? There's 300,000 people there.
It was great. It was crazy. Hey,
check this out. You do realize that most of those people that was on those planes with you and that you met up with was getting a check for being there.
Yeah, I did see some.
Okay,
that I was
so the check does bring you to some ridiculous places.
For sure. Absolutely.
I once did an autograph signing in South Dakota.
Oof. Wow.
For the Sioux Falls Skyforce?
No, but the crazy thing was, they go, we put you up in our best hotel, and it was a Motel 6.
Oh,
fancy.
Luxury.
That's how small. That's
Continental
how
breakfast?
Was. Huh?
Continental breakfast?
Man, look, I got there that morning, did the show. It was 2 or 3 hours. They said, we're going to eat some dinner a bit down the road before you get out here in the morning. And they had to find me. I was gone.
Oh. All right.
So I don't think I ever – I did a Marcos. I don't think I ever stayed. Listen, that hotel room was my bathroom. That's it.
Just in and out. Take care of business and then go take care of business.
And it was – no. 30 degrees, I would have taken 30 degrees.
So did you bomb? How'd you do?
No, but I tell you what, they were not there to see me.
Wow.
Oh, Detroit was like, hey, buddy. Where's Channing?
They can't deal with a little warm up action.
They were feisty? Not interested, dude. It's just it was very. You gotta impress me. And there were actually we had a bunch of local talent on there, including, you guys know Spice Adams by any chance?
Of course,
yeah.
Social media guy. He was there as well. He came out with 3 different entrances because he was attempting to hype up the crowd. Detroit is very prove it to me, but then again, fair enough.
I'm just thinking we could have got that crowd going.
Yeah.
Somebody that went to Michigan.
Interesting.
That's a good point.
Did you see for day 2 of the draft, they brought the whole Michigan Wolverines championship team, except for J.J. McCarthy, who drafted.
Wow. No call to Leroy, huh?
No call to Duncan Robinson.
Well, it doesn't work like that. So if you go and make a pick, it's the team. It's not the draft, okay? But Roger Goodell was trying to get ground cover. So that's how all those guys got out there. And anytime, you ever notice, anytime it seemed like the draft was getting slower, hey, Wolverines, come on out.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of how it went.
Well, I felt like the second round, I was like, oh, this flew. Like, I thought, you know.
Because the
really...
second round is only 3 or 5 minutes.
No, I get it. But, it was way I didn't stick around for the third round. Dolphins didn't have a pick. But, it just felt like it was – I was like, oh, this is humming. Let's go. And then – but that first day was egregious. That was terrible.
How do you feel the Dolphins – did you think the Dolphins accomplished anything in the draft?
I love it. Yeah, they got more speed. They got a guy who runs faster than Tyreek Hill via GPS speed, whose dad called him the cheetah when he was a kid, and Jalen Wright. And so I'm excited about that. New speed
That's
running
it.
Back.
And then you can stop the draft right there. They could have drafted 17 offensive linemen, 3 defensive linemen, traded for 2 more offensive linemen, and a safety, and you go, they got speed.
Yeah.
They got faster.
That's what I like.
That's all you care about.
I like weapons. I like fun.
Okay.
And okay, the, by the way, the,
here,
and the
here,
one and
way
the,
football works. If you can't stop anybody, the weapons don't matter.
But they drafted they got a guy who was fourth in the league in fourth in college football in sacks in Mo Kamara. But also, He was second fastest in the combine of edge rushers, only behind Chop Robinson.
Okay, so yeah.
That.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, they're both pissed that they dropped. So now you have two guys, chip on the shoulder.
Chip on the shoulder.
Chip on the shoulder, dude. Love having a chip on the shoulder. It's going to keep him driven, Leroy.
I know. Look, I felt that way a little bit, but I had to understand the way the draft was playing out, and that's why I always tell you, hey, the way the draft plays out, sometimes you get pushed into the second round or third round, and it has nothing to do with your ability. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was just curious to ask you, and I knew exactly what you were going to say, and that's why
I didn't have Sean Pitt, but I did like go back after, because I was at the Heat game on Saturday night, so I didn't have
weren't too happy.
No.
By the way,
no.
You know what? As bad as that Heat game was, right? I'm more upset with the Marlins and Robbie.
What?
The Marlins were up 7-0.
Yep. Jazz had a grand slam.
And Robbie sends a text. Last chance. Last chance. Because every time they take a lead, he bets the other team. And I'm like, there's no way.
Dude, it was amazing. They are incredible how bad they are this year. And then on top of it, Peter Bendix, before the game, had like a State of the Marlins address, which, I mean, this guy's already done like a huge Q&A with Craig Mish in the Miami Herald, and now he is.
By the way, that Minervini looking at him like, oh, my God. Like,
he's like, this guy's goose is cooked.
I mean,
you know,
it's usually up tempo, upbeat.
Yeah,
like I've never seen a look like that out of him,
dude. It was something. So you're like watching this guy, and he's just getting Mish has had enough. You know, he's like, I've had enough. He's been this poor Craig Mish has been sitting here waiting for the Marlins to get good. They finally make the playoffs last year, and it's now been due from what he's calling the worst April of baseball he's ever seen in his life, which hard to argue, and. Peter Bendix goes out. He goes, I have faith. It's going to turn around. This is all that happened. And you know what? I want to know what the feeling he had yesterday was, where he's like, I think I nailed that. And then the team goes up 7-0. He goes, thinking to himself, you see, things are looking up. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose and they lose. And they're down 9-7. 9-7.
Oof.
How do you blow a 7-0 lead?
Woo.
How does that happen? How do they invent new ways to lose?
I think I could have pitched and threw meatballs and not gave up 9 runs.
Right? This is right? Crazy.
Soft pitch.
It's crazy. And so, like, I don't know what to, look, it's beyond frustrating because it's like, while yes, you have excuses you can lean on because they are snake bit. They have had unbelievable bad injury luck. They've lost 4/5 of their rotation. They're losing. They lost Berger. They've lost even Avi Garcia went on the IL yesterday. Even though I'm glad if I never have to see him play baseball again, great. But they've been so bad. You know, we find out this year that Skip Schumacher basically is like deuces after the season. You know, cut the contract short. And we're sitting here, and it's like, who's running this circus? And you just go to this poor bastard, Peter Bendix, who sits there. And look, we talked to him at spring training. Seems like a nice enough guy. Very clearly seems like a smart individual. But you know what he feels like to me, Leroy? It's like, you know what drives you nuts when you go to Publix and you hate when the Publix deli will be like, we'll be right with you, sir. Like, they're just trying to put a smile, but you know it's a terrible situation because it's the lunch rush hour, and you're never going to get your sandwich. That's what it's like with Peter Bendix. Like, he's sitting there, he's got to smile through all of this pain and be like, just don't be mad at Bruce Sherman. It's like,
hey, he's been there for 2 minutes.
I know.
He is taking the heat because here's what's going to happen to him. And it's unfair because we don't even know the real reasons why. right? I think, you know, it probably has to do with money and spending money and you know, and spending money on certain players or whatever. That always seems to be the thing that causes problems between the GM and the owner, right? Over the history of this franchise. But he's going to have to take the heat of Kim Ng, right? She was never this bad.
No, right? Kim Ng made great trades last year. They made the playoffs.
Right.
They made the playoffs last year. But
at some point here, I believe this truly. No matter what you own, no matter what you have, a part of that, you have to spend money on it, right? If you have an old busted up car and you can't really get a new car, you're going to have to spend some money to keep that engine running. You can't go short, you know, you can't go economy. You want to, okay, at least my engine is going to work, right? It's the same thing with these franchises. There's a couple of positions that you say, okay, I'm going to need to spend some money. At least we'll have a base.
Mm-hmm.
And this team has really never done that.
It's just like it's a frustrating cycle right now because, like, in the past eras of the Marlins, you knew who to be mad at. Like, you were mad at Jeffrey Loria. You knew he was meddling and crazy. And just right now, it's like, well, who am I pissed at? Am I pissed at, you know, Bruce Sherman? Like, he put Derek Jeter in charge, and Derek Jeter didn't know how to run a baseball organization and then was rats off a ship. Do I get mad at, you know, am I supposed to be mad at Kim Ng because she gave a bunch of money to Avi Garcia? Well, she made the playoffs. Like, how can I be mad at her? Am I supposed to be mad at this dude who's, like, very clearly in over his head but is new to the job and hasn't really had a chance to do the job because his first month on the job of meaningful baseball, his team is having one of the worst months in franchise history? Am I supposed to be mad at him? So it just feels rudderless. It feels hopeless. And yeah, I get the spending money thing. Everybody wants to go spending money. Dude, they have not drafted. This team, this organization, has not drafted a position player worth a damn since when? Christian Yelich?
Right.
Like, right. You know, it's wild. And, you know, I just find it really depressing. But it's, I think, even worse because, yeah, I think that anybody who is mad right now, you're just mad because there's a body there and Peter Bendix is here to, I guess, protect Bruce Sherman, which I don't even know if people could,
We don't even know.
I don't even know if you could point out Bruce Sherman if he walked down the street.
The crazy thing about all of this is that all you have is the results of not good baseball, but you don't know the inner workings of the franchise, at least with the past regime. You knew who was responsible for what, right? You knew whether it was a money thing, a decision thing, giving money to the wrong. You always knew. Now you have no idea who's doing what.
Yeah, it was.
I think that's the bigger issue is that, okay, yeah, the team's not playing well and the team's not really good right now. We don't know who to blame because we don't know who's responsible.
Everybody's responsible. Everybody who's come down here has not been very good at what they, I guess, you know, the only one you could say is, you know, left with some pride was Kim Ng. But, you know, like I saw yesterday, David Lang from Local 10, he's like, who's laughing the most at the Marlins right now?
Is it Kim Ng?
Is it Derek Jeter? Is it Jeffrey Loria? And it's easily Jeffrey Loria. He has $1 billion.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's easily Jeffrey Loria because he sat out here. Everybody hated him anyway. And so now the Marlins continue to be a disaster, but he's $1 billion richer. Derek Jeter, he's laughing, but he was a huge failure down here. Like, let's not forget. The dude sucked. He was deadbeat Jeets, didn't have enough dough to actually own the team, so he had to be the pseudo GM. Put his boy Gary Denbo in charge. That was a disaster. They couldn't trade any of these Marlins assets for anything good other than one pitcher in Sandy Alcantara. Everybody else was a fly. You got nothing for JT Realmuto. You got nothing for Christian Yelich. Got nothing for Giancarlo Stanton, and they didn't pick anybody good. The only guy that they got seemingly worth a damn is Jazz Chisholm, but they had to give up a stud to get him in the B-man, Zach Gallen.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't understand how you have to give up so much in trades, yet you've had more productive players than the guys you've traded for, and you've gotten crickets for them.
Dude.
Right? Think about that. Well, Stanton, it was the money thing.
Yeah, Stanton was the money thing. Fine.
Right? But Yelich?
Yelich should have been. Yelich was on one of the cheaper contracts in baseball.
You telling me Yelich could have got somebody that was similar to what you gave up to Jazz Chisholm?
It's arguable that it was as bad, because he's not as good a player, so I'm never going to put anything in the Miguel Cabrera trade, but it's arguably as bad as the Miguel Cabrera trade. And he did go on to win an MVP. You know, right. Which I saw the entire time. I completely
didn't he get. Wasn't he the most recent person to the Triple Crown? Yeah, it was Miguel Cabrera, right?
Yes.
The most recent guy to hit for Triple Crown. So, like, think of the guys, and I'm not saying, you know, like, but the way I look at this franchise, money aside, forget the money. If you just look at the trades that were made, what you gave up and what that player went on to be, and what you got back, right? You've given up. Didn't Zach Allen win the Cy Young?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Miguel Cabrera won the MVP.
Yep.
Christian Yelich won an MVP.
Yep.
Right? So even if you don't, for those guys, even if you don't get MVPs back, you got to get pretty good players. Or some farm system guys, right? Nothing.
Nada. Nada.
Nothing.
We get 60 games of Jazz Chisholm every year.
So while we sitting here talking about money, or whatever, just look at those decisions right there and say, how are we the only team trading stars in this league for crickets?
And Gavin didn't win the sign. I'm sorry. He didn't win the sign, but he was in, like, he was,
in the hunt.
Yeah. The guy's
I wasn't sure.
But I don't know, man. And the thing is, probably the people we should be most mad at about this is Major League Baseball, because they were so desperate to put Derek Jeter on the face of a baseball team because they thought he could just jeets it. And
jeets it.
And he blew it. Like, they should have given us Jorge Mas. That's the way it should have been. Look at Jorge Mas now. Jorge Mas got messy. Jorge Mas hooked it up with David Beckham. They got a guy with actual dough. Look at him now. Look at the Pinks compared to the Marlins. The Pinks are a Beatles tour everywhere they go right now. It's 70,000 at Gillette Stadium. It's the number one show in this league, and being the face of a league. And the Marlins got stuck with Judge Judy's cousin.
Here's what I would say.
Don't look at me like that, Marcos.
Not even Judge Judy.
Here's what I would say about that.
Her cousin.
And I told you this when the Dolphins owner took over, Stephen Ross.
Yeah.
When he took over, right? And I said, never underestimate the resources a owner is willing to put in a team for success. It may not always work out, but the one thing you appreciate about Stephen Ross, no matter what the issue is, it'll never be about money, right? Now, if I take that same situation and put it in all the other sports, okay, look at what the Pinks are doing, right? I'm not saying they're spending their money carelessly. But I'm saying money is not one of the reasons why they're going to come up short.
Yep.
Right? Almost look at what the Panthers are doing. Right? They invested in the right people. Money has never been an issue as far as building a championship.
Since new ownership, it hasn't been an issue. Yeah.
Right. Now, you look at the Marlins. Every time we discuss the Marlins, and we discuss where this franchise is, it always comes back to one thing. The owner is not willing to invest in the team.
All right, we'll take a quick break. That was a lot of Marlins to open up a Monday.
Very sure. I did not expect
it. Leroy was indie. Marlins, that's what he's most pissed about.
In segment one. That's good, though.
Look, if you guys don't want to be pissed about the Marlins, do what Robbie's been doing. Robbie the Degenerate has a plan, and what he's been doing is...
True. It, it, this, wait, it... It is more fruitful than four gold Bob year.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
This is what
he probably made an absolute killing yesterday.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Robbie, it's because he's on an island somewhere just being built off wealth of a Marlins month where he just cannot stop winning. And it's live betting as soon as the Marlins get a lead, knowing they're going to blow it. It's genius. So he's getting like plus 700 chili peppers every night, Marcos.
I mean, that is the only way you could potentially watch these games and not go into depression. So I think it's a foolproof plan.
Take a break. Back with more after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, I got a message here for JFig. We got your chance to see legendary metal band Megadeth.
Whoa!
Megadeth.
With.
Is that good?
With.
Hurt me.
Mudvayne.
That's good.
And.
That is crazy.
And.
Yeah.
All that remains.
Yeah.
They're going to be the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm this August. To enter, log on to WQAM.com/contests. So it's an online contest, guys. We're not giving away the tickets on air. It's a Live Nation show.
Washington WJ Vegas Megadeth.
Oh, no. So, yeah, go to our website. to win tickets to Megadeth.
Mudvayne.
I think I want to see Mudvayne. Can you get us some Mudvayne for the show later on today?
I mean Mudvayne.
I need some Mudvayne, dude. That's good. Heat, they're back in action tonight. Host the Boston Celtics game four of their first round series. Heat down 2-1. No Terry Rozier remains out. DeLon Wright probable to return. He missed Saturday's game for personal reasons. 7:30 tip-off from the Kaseya Center. It was up in the air a little bit, but the Lakers staved off elimination. They will, for right now, not be swept. Can't say that about the Suns. Suns got swept.
Ooh.
How dirty was... Dude, did you see... I know you probably didn't see this, Leroy, but right, like, 30 minutes after the game ends, Shams drops the... all the dirt that's been going on behind the scenes with the Suns article. I'm like, jeez. They don't even wait for the body to be cold anymore. Don't even wait. But take this for what you will. I'm not implying anything, but just take this for what it is.
Oh, boy.
Take this for what it is, you know? There's a sub-headline within the headline that says, Durant, not comfortable. Booker, not himself. And it says, meanwhile, Durant, among the best scorers in NBA history, was not always happy with how he was used, sources briefed on the matter told The Athletic. Durant never felt comfortable with his role in the Phoenix offense alongside Booker and Beal this season. Those sources said Durant had persistent issues with the offense, feeling that he was being relegated to the corner far too often and not having proper designs to play to his strengths as an offense that was built around pick and rolls. At the same time, some teammates and people close to the organization believe Durant needed to voice his concerns more adamantly and directly with Vogel and his coaching staff. So there you go.
See, here's
Kevin Durant. Might make a stink.
No. He's right. But here's the deal. We can't expect somebody to be who they're not. Okay? Listen. I've said this before. We all, outside of sports, make the best player the leader. And that's not accurate. Your best player isn't always your leader. And it doesn't take away from any of that. It just might not be his makeup or his personality. And so what happens in this Kevin Durant situation, you're looking at an all-time great player and getting angry that he doesn't voice his opinion. Well, if you look around, it's kind of been his MO throughout his whole career. He's not that guy. And that's okay. He doesn't have to be. For people to say that your best player also has to be your leader is a bit unfair to the personality of that player.
Well, I don't disagree with you. The only thing that you could say is an issue with it, though, is like he's not been happy anywhere he goes since he's left OKC. The guy wasn't happy winning two championships in Golden State.
But here's the other thing about KD. For a guy who really doesn't voice his opinion, and when he finally does say something, it's because he's gotten so angry about it, right? That he's got to hide and you know, use multiple accounts to say it or whatever, right?
Yep.
But here's the deal. Here's what I would say about Kevin Durant. You cannot be that good at what you do and care so much about what people think. One of the traits of all the other great players, when you look at Kobe, when you look at Shaq, when you look at Jordan, right? LeBron fell for this early on. And maybe it's the new age athlete that's a little more sensitive about what people are saying, okay? But most of those guys, when stuff is written about them, will say, I don't give a damn what you think. I'm gonna be me,
mm-hmm.
right? And LeBron, it took LeBron a long time to get to that point, even though some still say he's a little sensitive about certain things being said about him.
Absolutely.
Right? But KD is one of those people. And so I don't, everybody can't be strong-willed and not care about what other people think. You either are or you aren't, right? And so there's people that are great at what they do, that are sensitive about what people say about what they do.
I think it's just a
lesson. You're giving them too much credit. KD gives far too many people too much credit for commenting on his accomplishments.
Well, I think it's a lesson to him, and that is if you ever have the choice to force your way to Phoenix or Miami, you always choose Miami, dude. What are you thinking? You put your hands, you put your career in the hands of Frank Hall? Idiot.
But so that seems to be the problem, because guess what? Some of the stuff that was written with the issues he had, you can say, why, as great as KD is, why is he standing off in the corner? Right? He's got to be an active participant, because that dude can score from anywhere. Unlike the other players on your team, why aren't you using him? Right? That's a fact. KD hasn't figured out how to express that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And for whatever reason, like, I know a lot of people that don't. Like, it's not a knock on KD. The only knock I have on him is you are too great of a player to give a damn about what everybody thinks. You are.
Al Macko says, Beal too. Somebody said dodged a bullet with Bradley Beal. Ah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely dodged a bullet with Bradley Beal. He was awful and was not available this year.
Wait, okay, guess what?
Hmm?
Contrary to popular belief, you get mad at Bradley Beal for being Bradley Beal, right? He been hurt for the last few years.
He has. Why all of a sudden
you think a trade in a new environment is going to make him less hurt?
Harvey Rich says Lillard is down out. Yeah, Lillard's been dealing with an Achilles, so now he's got he's up on the shelf. I mean, what is happening to the Milwaukee Bucks is crazy, because yesterday not only did they go into the game without Giannis and Dame Lillard, but then Bobby Portis got kicked out of the game. It was a Doc Rivers dream. He had all the excuses in the world.
And they still almost pulled it out.
They made it a little frisky at some points. But
yeah.
The best as far as meltdowns over the weekend was Joel Embiid. Because Joel Embiid, after his 50-point performance, he followed that up with just an epic, epic collapse against the New York Knicks, who are now up 3-1. On the Philadelphia 76ers. And do you think Joel Embiid took accountability for it, or did you think he found somebody to blame?
I mean, let me guess. If he took accountability, we wouldn't be listening to this cut.
Here's Joel Embiid.
Disappointed. You know, I love our fans. Think he's unfortunate. And I'm not calling him out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
So, wait.
And here's,
wait, can I just say this, Marco? Marco.
Boosies galore.
Wow.
Here's what I hate about comments, right? You don't get the question.
Oh, dude, we know what the question was.
The question was,
Joel Embiid, what'd you think about all those Knicks fans that took over the building?
Right.
But you want to know something? You could have just said it pisses me off a little bit. But then he just had to keep going. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because Joel Embiid, that dude loves throwing people under the bus. That's what he does every single postseason. He can't get the heat. Listen, he might be bouncing the game. He has to find somebody to throw under the bus. All right? And so it's not just that, it pissed me off the Knicks fans. But, I also thought Philly was a sports town.
Oh.
Well, wait.
That's going to go over well.
Can I ask you a question, though?
The only city that has gone through this dude who's been so injured and given everybody else the blame. You're like, you're right, Joel. It is Ben Simmons' fault. You're right, Joel. It is the organization's fault. It is Tobias Harris' fault. It is James Harden's fault. And now look at who it is, dude. You don't bite the hand that feeds, Joel. This team, now all of a sudden it pisses you off because I thought Philly was a sports town. Now it was bad. The Knicks took over and they were chanting bleep and bead.
Wait, right. But so he shouldn't have a problem with that?
No, no.
In a town that considers themselves a sports town to have more visiting noise.
You can't say that. You can't say that after scoring a point in the fourth quarter. You can't.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay.
You can't.
Oh, okay.
You can't.
Okay. Again, he was asked the question.
Doesn't matter. You should answer it better. You want to know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. Nikola Jovic, who's 20, you want to know what he said when he was asked about the fans this weekend? You know what he said?
What did he say?
He said they deserve better. You want to know why? Because that's what any sane person would say.
Yeah, but the fans that were there were for the Knicks. They got exactly
They were solely immersed there. They were solely immersed there. They were solely immersed there. Nikola Jovic, right. He just has logic. He's just like...
Yeah, but we they were at home.
Brate.
But not like that.
Dude.
Holy smokes. Dude. They showed the fans, and I'm like, wow. I couldn't see a Philly jersey without seeing three Knicks fans.
Oh, dude, it was bad. They're like roaches.
As a player, like, because here's what the fans are telling you when you see that. It's more important for me to make a couple hundred bucks than it is for me to come and root for my team.
They're really, I mean, these tickets are crazy right now, though.
But again, that's what they're telling their players. You see what I'm saying? So from the one thing
for Mr. Porcelain over there, how many tickets and games have been sold out for games that he's not there for?
Right. There's two different. That's two different.
It's not two different things. It's not two different things.
It is. So wait. So because he missed games, he shouldn't be upset that they have more Knicks fans than
you can be upset. Keep it to yourself in a manner that is a little more acceptable. And he never, Leroy. Should you say after a game, James Harden, he's not Houston James Harden anymore? It's true, but do you say it?
But wait. But
do
wait,
you
but
say
wait,
it?
Well, wait. So let me ask you this. You're asking Joel Embiid not to be Joel Embiid because the same guy that
but
said-
But that's
that
my point.
Wait.
That's my
the
point.
Same, the same guy that said this ain't the James Houston James Harden anymore is the same guy that said this about the fans. What the hell do you expect? He's being who he is.
That's what I'm saying, though. He can't go a postseason without throwing somebody the bus. Now it's the fans' fault. You scored 1 point. What are you whining about?
You think he thinks it's the fans' fault?
Pfft. He'll find
out. He didn't say that.
Okay.
No, so wait. So now you can infer what he meant and not listen to what he said. But with James Harden, it's what he said and not what he meant.
No, he said what he said. And what he said was,
right.
He says, it pisses you off. He's like, hey, what should piss you off is you scored 1 point in the fourth quarter. No wonder you heard so many Knicks fans.
What does one have to do with the other, though?
1 point? How?
But what, so if
He's
he had 4'10", it would have been okay to make that complaint.
It would have been better, yeah.
That's
can't get it.
Hey, you know what that is? You know what that is, Marcos? That's what? Like when I get mad as hell at somebody for clearly messing up something, and they tell me to calm down.
How is that the same?
That you don't have to come at me like that,
dude.
And I'm like,
he doesn't
like,
have
what?
To. He didn't have to. But he didn't have to come at them like that.
But what you're saying could be true, and the fans could respond to him by saying, you gave us 1 point, buddy. But before any of this happened.
Imagine Tyler Hero saying that.
Before the fourth quarter happened, before the third quarter, the second quarter, the first quarter, before the game was played, there was more Knicks fans than Philly fans. So you're playing the result and saying, oh, you only gave us 1 point in the fourth quarter. He played three other quarters with the same environment.
Bro. No, but it had nothing to do with the environment. That's an embarrassment. 1 point?
Yeah.
And you can't tell me injuries. He just dropped 50 the game beforehand.
They've
lost two games because he can't get a rebound.
They literally went 5 minutes without scoring a goal.
It was brutal.
In the fourth quarter.
Meanwhile,
I get it. Look, if you're a fan and you have complaints about Joel Embiid supposedly, you know, being an MVP – right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you 1 point. You can have a problem with that. Okay? You can have a problem with that. But so can Joel Embiid with there being more Knicks fans and more Knicks noise than Philly noise.
I was proud of Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero was mature this weekend after a stinker. Now, he was wearing a fuzzy bucket hat, which makes it, I mean, that's always going to make things happier.
So what did Tyler
Hero? Well, he was asked about it getting a little physical with him, and I was like, oh, man, please don't. But the way the answer was going, he stuck the landing. He stuck the landing. I was proud of Tyler. I was proud of him. He didn't fall for the cheese, you know? Because I was like, oh, this could go for. He was, you know, because the.
Why does he look like Run DMC?
Dude, he has. What is a shame about this that you guys can't see is that he's also. Is that he, no, they were shorts. And he was wearing rain boots. White ones. But anyway, he was asked about the Celtics getting a little physical with him. You know, Tyler got a little pissed at the end of the game, throws the ball
with Pritchard. What material is this? I'm sorry?
Excuse me?
What material is this?
Expensive material. That's all you need.
I think
to
that's
know.
Sheepskin.
Is that sheepskin?
I think it's sheepskin.
Okay. It kind of looks like the most comfiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
But he's wearing rain boots with it.
Bucket stong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, they're doing a lot of different things, you know, off the ball, just holding me, holding my jersey, like doing a bunch of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's competition. It's going to make me better. It's going to make my team better. And I'm here for it. I'm excited. Like, we're here. Let's go. Let's keep going.
That's how you answer a question. That's how you answer a question. You don't keep going, oh, Peyton Pritchard's being dirty and oh, boo-hoo, Derek White. No.
Wait, now,
you Marcos, tell him to bring it on.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Marcos, correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
If a different player would have said that, regardless of what they would have said at the end, Tom Boone would have been like,
that's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Wait. Yeah. Marcos, am I lying?
Depends on the player. It depends.
It doesn't depend on the player. How could you say that?
He said if it was a different player. You are a fraud.
You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. No, you make up scenarios in your head that would never happen.
No, that's not, dude. Certain players can say something and you automatically go, oh, he's crying.
I was worried it was going that. No. I was in the press conference. I was like, oh no. Oh, he stuck the landing. I was like, oh, good for him.
But see, when we listen to other players, we only cut that portion of
it. I thought that I thought he was about to take a ride on the rhinoceros, and instead, no, he manned up.
That's a point.
Point for Tobin.
You had that one locked and loaded.
No, I don't know. It just popped up.
You're a fraud right now.
I'm not a fraud.
If it was any other player, if it was a player from another team, you would have cut that right there and say, ooh, we taking the wine on the white nonsense.
That's not true, dude.
Giddy up.
You can't call your fans like that.
Dude, Marcos, am I lying?
How can two children on the Miami Heat know? What you say when you stink up the joint is the fans deserve better. And Joel Embiid's this many years into it. He's played in Philly and he goes,
Tyler didn't say that.
I know Tyler didn't say that.
They're holding me.
I know, but I'm talking about just comments in general. Like, how does Joel Embiid do this every year where he's like, I got to get somebody because it needs to take the attention? Because you don't want to know something.
Say that.
Oh,
look
dude.
At where you're going.
Come on.
Look at where you're going.
Come on.
Like, it Marcos. It depends on what player. It doesn't matter what they say. Is that not what Tyler said?
Nicholas Hamilton says if that was Trae Young, Tobin would have a field day. Yeah, but Trae
yes!
Young. Hold on.
Yes!
But here, hold this up. Nick, this is where you're wrong, and this is why you're a Peter Pan.
Wow.
Oh.
What Trae Young said.
You're lashing out.
No. What Trae Young said when Gabe Vincent was making him say pineapple, he didn't say bring it on. He said, oh, the referees aren't calling if they're going to foul it. He didn't say bring it on. If he would have said bring it on, maybe a little bit more respect for him. But he didn't. So I can't live in Hypotheticalville like you do.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
Hypotheticalville?
Yeah.
Dude, you are
minus one to Nick Hamilton for sass.
No,
minus one.
No, because he's so accurate.
It wasn't accurate.
So you're telling me right now, okay, that if Joel Embiid at the end of that would have said, But we got to play better. We can't. We can't just fold up like we did.
He did it the opposite. You know, he goes.
No.
Here's the thing. He did it so bad because what he did was, if you remember the comments, he said, "I don't want to call them out." While proceeding to call them out and said, "I thought you were a sports town, Philadelphia."
He was asked a question about the fans.
Hey, you want to know something, dude? Pisses me off. I don't want to call them out. End the comment. We're good. But he couldn't help himself because he never can help himself.
Then why are you expecting anything less? You know what? You've just talked about a couple of times where he's just said that thing, and now you're shocked that he says that thing.
Dade South says that.
That's a you problem.
Dade South says that Tobin lives in Hypocriticalville.
Right. Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
We even get a point for that.
Witcher.
So we got a rhinoceros and a hypocritical.
Take a break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.